Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. We all love a good hero story, and today you are going to hear one. With me today is Rich Chee, a man who stared death down in the MMA cage and chose not just to survive, but to thrive. So, at the height of his fight career, severe exhaustion nearly ended his life. So rather than hanging up his gloves, he embarked on what he calls a holistic rehab, 3-year odyssey through Chinese medicine, yoga, breathwork, and meditation. Sounds amazing. Then everything shifted. So he had a monumental Kundalini awakening. It took over his body, channeling raw energy into spontaneous yoga flows for 4 straight hours. And the current still pulses through him today. So, under the supervision of a true master, he has learned to cultivate life force in his belly and transmit it through his hands, igniting healing in others. So, armed with Kundalini's awakening power, ki mastery, and his own muscle release system, which outperforms conventional stretching tenfold, Rich is on a mission to revolutionize how we approach health, fitness, longevity, and happiness. So get ready to discover the real secrets of vitality straight from someone who has lived them. Before I introduce him to the stage, I want to thank Spreaker and iHeartRadio. And to our fans, our listeners, our audience, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. It's really great to meet you. How's it going? I know you're hot. Tell everyone what's going on.
It's hot, man. It's summer. I'm in my third floor. I don't have any insulation up here, so it's whatever it is outside, it's probably double that up here.
Oh man, so you got this fan blowing on you and you got your
Yeah.
water bottle. I saw your giant water bottle, so you're hydrated,
Yeah.
you're good.
I might take a couple sips of this
Yeah, go for it, go for
throughout the show just to make sure I don't melt.
it. So tell us about you.
Yeah, that's a big question. Well, let's see. Now you're from Canada, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I grew up in Buffalo, New York. So right next to Canada, Niagara Falls. Love it. Beautiful area. For 3 months out of the year. But yeah, my brother got me involved in martial arts when I was like 8 years old. And so I would he brought me to their little he had a group that was practicing martial arts in Delaware Park for anybody that's been to Buffalo. And I, just started doing the full workout that all his friends were doing, 50 push-ups, 50 crunches, 50 squats, all these crazy, kung fu forms and exercises. And I remember the next day I woke up, I could hardly get out of bed. Like my body was just like so sore, And from that point on, from a very early age, I was hooked on this more is better, no pain, no gain mentality, where you got to be sore, or else you didn't do
God.
anything, you're not being productive in life.
So many people can relate to that. Gosh, oh
Yeah.
my God.
And I still get sucked into it today, although I'm
Yeah.
light years beyond that. But so I just continued along that, health and fitness path, with martial arts. I eventually got a black belt in Kung Fu, praying mantis Kung Fu. It's a really cool style. And then
What's
I
praying
wrestled
mantis kung fu?
in it's modeled after the praying mantis, which I don't know if you know, but like as an insect, it's pretty vicious. Like it like traps, its opponent and bites its head off. Like we didn't do anything of that, like in that nature, but it's just a martial art style of kung fu that's modeled after the praying mantis. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I still know some of the forms today. But I, kept on going and I wrestled in high school and then I was boxing with a member of the Jordanian national, boxing team. And then I was kickboxing. And then finally I was trying to, put it all together and train for MMA. had a couple fights. But all throughout my teens, I really was starting to struggle more and more with just like complete fatigue and exhaustion. And, you know, I just kept going to all these tests, you know, all these specialists and getting all these tests done. And the tests would always come back normal or negative. And this, you know, specialists just, they all kept saying the same thing, like, oh, you look like a perfectly healthy, fit young man. What are you talking about?
How frustrating.
Yeah. So at age 19, when I was training for my next fight with my buddy in his basement, my heart rate shot up to like way over 200. It wouldn't go back down for like a long time. And so I got rushed to the hospital and I almost died out of just like severe, severe exhaustion. So, you know, I was very, just very confused because I was like, you know, I thought I was so healthy and fit to all modern standards. So how could I be so healthy and fit and near death at the same time? Like, obviously, I realized at that point, hey, maybe I don't really have this whole health and fitness thing down. You know, so I had to find, figure out like what I was missing.
What an
And
experience. What an
yeah.
experience. I know you're going to tell us, but do you remember that moment? And like, what did that teach you in that moment? And how did it lead you to this new way?
Well, in the moment, it was kind of all a blur, but I can only say that when I, you know, finally like stabilized and got out of there, I just made a decision that I needed to like try something different. Like everything that I was doing was not working. When I got out, that's when I realized, yeah, so like many people, you know, I decided, oh, what the heck? Let me try the holistic route, you know, as a last resort. So I went to way out in the country searching for this herbologist that my buddy was always talking about. And, you know, after talking to me and like, you know, doing like a real in-depth assessment and just really listening to me and, you know, palpating different parts of my body and looking at, you know, my tongue and different things. He said, "Yep, I think all your organs are starting to shut down." I was like, "Yeah," I was, you know, shocked. I was like, "What? What are you talking about? I'm perfectly healthy and fit. Like, you know, everyone's always been telling me." But at the same time, I found a lot of hope in that moment because this was the first time anybody really sounded confidently like they had any clue what was wrong with me. So from that point on, every single thing that this person told me to do, you know, do this yoga pose, you know, come for acupuncture, eat these vegetables for breakfast, you know, think differently than you're thinking, sleep differently, move differently, I started to feel better. And I just looked around one day like, where was all this for the last 10 years when I kept, you know, begging people, you know, tell me what's wrong with me? Why am I so exhausted all the time? So I started a health center with him and, you know, some other practitioners, a holistic health center, and we helped thousands of people like truly get healthy and, you know, optimal functioning and infertility, you know, everything.
That's amazing. The world looks a lot different when you realize the way that you used to know isn't the way that you want to go, you know, like everything is different. So, did the world look different to you?
It was definitely, yeah, there was many shifts of consciousness that happened along the way. All the way up to just, I remember starting, you know, starting my own business. I remember driving up and down the street and just looking and realizing, wow, everything is business. There's all these businesses and they're all fighting for, you know, your attention and your business. But yeah, on a health level, I think body awareness was the biggest shift in consciousness. Just like learning how to listen to my body for the first time was just like, it was eye open. It was just, a huge awakening because I was not listening the whole time. My body was doing this, and I like whenever I didn't have energy, I would just listen to the modern, fitness and, health gurus, and I would just do more cardio, or, oh, I got to lift, I got to do more strength training, or I got to eat more protein. And that was actually just digging myself into a deeper grave, like a downward spiral. So learning to listen to my body, being able to hear what my body's saying when I eat something, when I do a certain move, a certain way, do a certain kind of activity, or I mean, this could branch off into like 100 different episodes, but like the mental aspect of what I actually started hearing in my subconscious for the first time, everything changed.
So tell us what you mean by listen to your body. Like, be specific so that the audience can relate. What do you mean by listen to your body?
So I'll give you one funny example, and I wrote about this in my book. My buddy and I used to always joke, like, if we had a superpower, what would it be? And I would always joke that mine would be like spitting giant balls of mucus at people, because I lived in Buffalo, New York. If you listen to people, you'll hear a lot of them are kind of they're a little stuffed up, a little nasally. But I would always be walking around, college, the campus, like I went to Buffalo State College. I would always be walking around Buff State with a giant glass of milk. And I'm not saying milk or dairy like bad, like you can't have it, but I would always be chugging this milk and it was causing a lot of mucus production. I was probably drinking too much. But like I never listened to that. I never felt that. I never paid attention to that. Like, oh, I'm drinking this milk and now I'm getting all this mucus production because milk is good for you, dairy is good for you. Like, there was no, I just blocked it out. Like, so that was one of the things, like, I started to realize and feel what different foods and drinks were doing to me. And from that point, I could kind of help narrow down to like what my, diet really should be. So that's one kind of funny example that I think of. But
No, that
I
makes a
lost my
lot of sense.
superpower though.
It's funny, right? We hear eat more protein, put this in your body. I can relate to that experience of being in that high zone of, okay, I'm tired. Okay, take more pre-workout. Drink more caffeine. Push through. You've got this 16-hour days. And then as you're doing that, your health, as you said, is declining. So what an amazing experience. So tell us, what happened next? So you're learning to listen to your body. And then what happened?
Yeah, so started the health center. I kept doing acupuncture regularly, eating super clean, vegetables for breakfast, staying away from sugar and flour products, for the most part, and really, really, really doing a lot of meditation and a lot of breathing, yoga, breathing, and meditation. I call it the big three. my holistic rehab, but it was a lot of resting. It was, I realized that in yoga, there's a concept called like sleep debt. You build up sleep debt. It's like shrama, like layers of exhaustion. Like you don't f ever fully heal or recover from, a draining traumatic event or, years of draining traumatic events until you heal from it and recover from it. So I had to do a lot of resting. And I remember one day I was sitting in meditation and I just started to hear, like, you're no good. You're worthless. You're never going to amount to anything. And I was in my apartment by myself and I just looked around like, is this for real? Like, is in my head or like, where's this playing from? It was the first time I've ever heard the subconscious like playlist that was playing in my head like the whole time, 24/7. Like that's the first time I ever heard that. And then from that point on, I started to become aware of my fears, which I have fears now. Like that was never a thing, you know, like I'm 220 pounds. I'm, you know, college kid, wrestler, boxer, MMA fighter. Like I'm, you know, just, I'm a guy, you know, I don't have fears. But I started to realize like, wow, I'm deathly afraid of being alone. And I'm really afraid of feeling like crap, like I was at the moment, for the rest of my life. So from that point on, I became aware of my subconscious, all my fears, and that just became a new area of work to do, you know, in my healing process.
Yeah, so instead of focusing on building your muscle, now you're focused on building your mind and understanding yourself on that deep, deep level, which led you down another path.
So then, after that awakening, the next big awakening, probably only about 3 years into doing all this, I was actually homeless at the moment, but my brother let me stay in his apartment or his house. And it was in the middle of summer. It was gorgeous. It had tons of, natural light, skylights and stuff, and a big giant glass window. And I was sitting in there just doing my meditation for the day. And all of a sudden, like my body started to shake. It like and I felt like this oscillation up my spine. And it literally just my body just started to move like into these different Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga movements for like 4 hours straight. Like I was 100% conscious. It wasn't like I was like, oh, in a trance or something. But it was like moving me on its own. Like, and I was just like, luckily I, you know, was into yoga, and so I kind of knew what it was. But still, it was crazy. I'll never forget that day because, I mean, it's still, if you know, if anybody out there knows anything about yoga, the energy is trapped in our spine, and once you open up your spine, you know, I've been decompressing my spine for all these years and opening up all the circuits and channels. Once you open it up, it just flows freely. So to this day, whenever I relax, like I'll just, I mean, I'm a dad now, so I don't have 4 hours to lay on the ground and start, you know, rolling around to yoga positions, but it's always there. And
So is
that
that what they
was,
call, is that the Kundalini awakening? So
that's,
essentially you were chosen. You were chosen. Like that is a higher spirit saying, you know, this is your time. And it was, you were ready to kind of take on the next step in your life.
yeah, I mean, yeah, it was an experience. But to me, I was just like, oh my God, like this is proof. Like the energy in the body is real. Like it's literally moving me. Like, you know, hallelujah. Like, you know, and I went to go, you know, shout at it on the roof, you know, on the rooftops and the mountaintops. And it just kind of went nowhere. Like I just kept going on social media saying, oh, look, you know, look, this is the energy in the body. And look, you know, it's like you can see it pulsing through my throat and, you know, in my sternum when I focus on it. And like, I don't know, like I was ready for it, but I don't think a lot of other people were ready for it. So it was very frustrating. And I, like, for about 10 years, just kind of didn't do much with it because it's almost like, I would even go to yoga studios. I was living in New Orleans at the time and tell these yoga instructors with these big yoga schools, like, hey, look what happened to me. Like, this is crazy, right? And they'd always be like, oh, wow. Would you like to come take a class here? And
It's like you're not crazy, you're first. You know, I've heard that a lot over the past couple of years in the entrepreneurial world. When someone starts doubting their own sanity, when people close doors a million times, when people say no to you, and you're in your mind, your intuition is saying this is 100% what needs to happen, what needs to be said. So I can really appreciate how frustrating and how alone you must felt during that time when you're trying, all you want is to relate to someone. You know, you want someone to pick up on that. You want to tell people how important it is. Yeah, that must have been difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I still to this day have not met anybody who's had a similar experience. So, but you know, after just failing at all these different corporate jobs, I think I'm just done following what other people are telling me I should be doing. Because to me, like, it's pretty clear now, there's no bigger purpose than teaching people the truth about who they are and how their body works. Like, it's huge, you know? Like, how long? I'm a dietitian by trade, but how long can I tell people, like, eat your fruits and vegetables and whole grains? Like, I can do that, but also tell you how ridiculous the electricity and the energy in your body is at the same time. And there's so much more that you could be doing to, you know, to just be function optimally and, like, you know, just be happier.
So, are you trained in energy work?
But yeah, you know, I became a Reiki master, like everybody else in the holistic field almost. And but okay, so the crazy part, the craziest part of this whole story that we didn't even get to yet is about 3 years ago. So I, you know, like I said, I had kind of, I don't want to say given up, but I had kind of given up on the whole energy and the body thing because just nobody that I talked to got it, you know. And you know, plus I didn't really know social media and internet marketing. I don't even know if there's like podcasts, or if there were, there weren't that many of them, and I didn't know about them. So it's a different game today. And again, thank you for, you know, having me on here and getting to talk to someone other than somebody else that doesn't have any clue what I'm talking about. So I started searching again. So on my website, if you go to it, there's a tab, and you can see a video of a very famous energy master that was, he was an acupuncturist, but he was able to treat his patients with his hands, you know, basically shooting energy, bioelectricity out of his hands after he's done with the needles or in conjunction with the needles. And I was like, oh my God, like, I need to meet this guy. And then he passed away. And I was like, oh God, man, I missed my chance. Like, what am I going to do now? But I don't know. One day I just, with a little bit of a tiny bit of encouragement from somebody else, I tried to start this program at my job called the Encouragement Buddy Program. And you'd be surprised how powerful encouragement is. But just one person saying, you know what, I think you should try to, you know, find another teacher, look for, you know, just try looking again. So I tried again, and I found somebody literally has the same ability as this guy, and went to meet him, trained with him for the last 3 years. I mean, when I tell you, like, I've never been tasered, but I can only imagine, like, that's what it feels like. Like a TENS unit. Like, have you ever used a TENS unit or had like e-stim at physical therapy or something? Like,
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
imagine turning that up like the whole way, like all the way up, and like getting zapped with that for like 10 seconds straight. Like, the amount of electricity in these human beings was just, even for me, like, you know, energy person, was just, I mean, I was blown away.
So what did they use the what tell the audience what he used it for? So he's directing his hands at you and he's shooting essentially electricity energy through his hands to unblock blockages, to heal your body, to get it to what is the purpose?
So he's, you know, he's also an acupuncturist, a doctor of Chinese medicine. Sometimes we just call him acupuncturist here, but it's really a whole system of medicine, from the ground up, mind, body, spirit, everything. So, you know, they use needles to do acupuncture, but also, I mean, he has so much. He just retired, so like, again, I got super lucky. After he's done with the needles, he can literally shoot a certain amount of, you know, bioelectric chi into the body in different parts where, you know, again, you had blockages or What I learned is you got to find your weakest link. So whatever organ system, whatever circuit was the weakest in me, he can know where to put it, So it's very a strategic science, medical Chinese medical system. But I've been training in that, those breathing exercises for the last 3 years, and it's so crazy. But like, just like the Kundalini, now when I sit in meditation, like I can feel the oscillation if I really let it come up the spine. But also, now my body rocks in like the conception and the governing vessel that go up and up the back and down the front of the body. And sometimes, other times when I'm doing the breathing, it'll literally like move around the girdle vessel, which is like a, it's called the belt vessel around the belly. And it literally looks, it feels like I'm like doing a hula hoop. My wife's always watching me like, what So just like energy awakening 2.0, like, and I'll never forget the first time I came back from the first trip with him. Like my vision cleared up like 100%. I was literally like buzzing, like feeling all the circuits, all the meridians. And but believe it or not, I still had a lot of work to do to boost my overall health, because again, we don't understand. Again, all my lab tests are normal here, but like here, super healthy and fit. Go to him, check my pulse. Always disappointed with us Westerners, like what our level of wellness is at. So I had to do a lot of work to be able to hold on to this energy and the bioelectricity, the chi that he was giving me, and to be able to keep building it on my own. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing story. It does take a lot. I think there's a lot of confusion when people hear that someone has had an awakening. It's amazing. And I want to say zero things negative about it. But I will say this, that it is probably one of the hardest things to go through at the same time, because it's like purging old ways. Suddenly the world looks so different. Suddenly you're learning who you are. It's like being reborn. So you're losing relationships, you're changing friendships, you no longer like the food that you used to like. And while that's an amazing experience, there's so many highs and lows that come with change in this le on this level, so learning how to cope with that, learning different tools. The highs and lows can be so extreme for some people. People strive for these awakenings and they want them so badly, but they don't quite understand the amount of work it takes to manage that and to move forward with it. It takes a lot of strength.
Yeah, and I definitely, your circle of friends and even family sometimes changes. You realize there's kind of two different types of people after that, your awakening is like, there's the people that are on the surface of everything, that when you meet them in the office or on the street, you'll just talk about the weather or
Yes.
the latest TV show or whatever big stories in the news or whatever the latest pop star did. And then you'll meet people that are like, no, how are you really doing? Like,
Yeah.
isn't it gorgeous out? Like, just appreciating and everything around you and just being fully present. And so yeah, it's a big change, and that definitely, I just lost touch with 99% of the people that I was, dealing with, and just moved into a different sphere of people. And it's not a bad thing, it's just different. And
Yeah.
with the whole energy concept of the body, and I hope this doesn't go over, some people's heads, like, oh, they're talking about energy. Like, I've really made things practical, and like, you don't have to believe in energy. You don't have to believe in any of this to have more energy, to be happier, to have, better health and fitness, and live as long as you can. Like, there's simple things that you can do that we're just not taught here. So everybody can really benefit from paying attention to the energy in your body.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about the services you provide and the book that you wrote, and tell people where they can find you to check out your website and those videos.
Sure. And before I forget, like the whole community thing, like that's one of the biggest things I'm trying to do is create a community of people, that are, more conscious and aware and just present, appreciative, life enthusiasts like me, I like to say. But yeah, so my website is getrechargednow.com, and you can find the book on there. My main services are like, I do wellness coaching, but I call it recharging wellness coaching because, I mix everything, as a dietitian, personal trainer, yoga instructor, diabetes educator, you get a nutrition, fitness plan, flexibility plan, motivational coaching, to really listen to you and work through whatever you're struggling with that's stopping you from being healthy and happy. And then the muscle release system, which again is another episode because along my training, I learned that stretching literally doesn't work because we're just yanking on muscles and joints that are tight. So what you have to do is release the muscle tension. And when you do that, you can literally get rid of years, 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever, a lifetime full of tension in the body. And that can really speed up the whole energy awakening process, open up your circuits and just open up your circulation. And then nutrition and fitness coaching, of course, but all social media, it's at Rich Chi, so CHI, which means energy, Rich Chi Wellness. But yeah, that's where I'm hanging out these days.
Amazing. And then the book that you wrote, can you tell us what the name of that book is and what it's about?
Yeah, so it was originally called Electricity Chi, which is what I call Chi. Electricity and the New Health Consciousness. But I got some PR guys and they're like, too complicated, you gotta change it. So the name of the book now is Get Recharged Now, which is the same name as a website. If you go on there, it'll be a little big yellow button like get the book. But I talk about my whole story, a lot of these funny stories and things that I've learned along the way. And even if you're not a book person, like there's two chapters in the back that are literally 2 pages long each, so like 4 pages. There's a long-term recharging guide to like when you want to just like recharge your whole health and fitness and your longevity and just live as long as you can and be as happy as you can. And then there's a short-term recharging guide for just like if you're running into a energy slump in the middle of the day, like okay, run through this list, do check, 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 and you can just like jumpstart your energy just in the middle of the day. So it can really be summed up in four, because I'm honestly, I'll tell you, I'm not a book person either. But so I condensed everything and made sure it's, and then if you want, you can go back and read all my crazy stories.
Amazing. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show and for sharing about your life. Would you like to leave the audience with some last minute thoughts?
This is like one of those interview questions that they ask you and you're like, man, I wish I had like 2 weeks to prepare. Oh, but you know what? I always start usually with every client that I work with a question. If you don't have your health, what do you have? And even though it's such a simple cliche question, like literally nothing. So, and it's just so much more than our physical, even our mental health, like it just our whole spirit. Are you having fun? Are you doing what you love on a daily or at least a weekly basis? Are you enjoying life? Like there's more to life than our 401k and where we are on the corporate ladder and finances matter. These things matter, but at the end of the day, we're never going to get this day back. So the more present you can be, I think when you're towards the end, you're going to be way happier knowing that you were present and you soaked up every moment and connected as much as you could with the people around you, that either loved you or don't love you. And really, my five rules are have fun, be well, learn and grow, and respect the earth. I forgot one. But, just be present and enjoy.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thanks again for being here. It was a pleasure to hearing your story, and I look forward to hearing more.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. You just heard from Rich Chi, who has quite the story, and we will link his website and his book in the show notes for you to check him out. Energy is real. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. So pay attention to your body before it's too late. Until next time, my name is Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye for now.